a lot of names that we use to call the Ribbono Shel Olam, and most of those names we're not allowed to say in vain, and there are limitations on writing those names, erasing those names, where we're allowed to say those names. But one of the more interesting ones, I had a chavrusa for many years whose first name is Shalom. Now, Shalom happens to be the name of one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the name Shalom and in what way we're limited in the name Shalom. A lot of times you'll like read in the Tshuva Sefer, it'll say Shalom Uvracha without the Mem and the end of Shalom. It'll say Shin Lamed Vav with a little shmijik on the top. So what's that all about? Where does this come from? It was much easier for me to just call my chavrusa Rabbi Rosner rather than than call him by his first name. I wouldn't have too much cover to call him by his first name anyway. So the types of shemos you have. First of all, there are three different I guess categories of shemos. There are the actual Hebrew names that refer primarily to God, like the Shem Havaya, the names that are very clearly names that refer to God. Then there are English names of God that also very clearly refer to God, but they're not the actual Hebrew names. They're like the word God. God is very obvious who God is, so that's another madrega. And then there are Hebrew words that apply to Hashem. Rachum, Chanun, and Shalom seems to be in this category. The Gemara in Shabbos Dav Yud says that in a Beis HaMerchat, it's Aser B'Sheila Shalom. Now when someone is in a bathhouse, they're not allowed to do She'ela Shalom. They're not allowed to say a Shalom Aleichem, because that's an unclean place to say such a name. In fact, the Medrash in Vayikra Rabba Perek Tesos says Vayikra Lo Hashem Shalom Amar Abitanchum Bar Yudon Mikan She'asul Lo Adam Lishol B'Shalom Chaveru B'Makom Metunav, that one is not allowed to be Shol B'Shalom Chaveru in a dirty place. Now, there are really different issues about using names of God, and depending on which name of God, some of these issues will apply and some won't apply. For example, generally speaking, with a real name of God, with the Shem Havayah, let's say, you know, I'll be Maskil Levatala, you know, I'll just throw around the name and just throw around that word. Second, there's the nisra of mechikas Hashem and being very careful in writing it on something that will be erased, meaning you're publishing a siddur, so fine, you could put the Shem Hashem in the siddur because the Shem, it's going to be bound and it's going to be kept, and when it's finally worn out, it will be put in Shemus, but to write in notes or in a letter or in something like that, we would never want to write the Shem Hashem because it will be gore mechikas Hashem or disrespect for the Shem Hashem. And then there's just haskara b'makom metunaf, mentioning in a dirty place, that maybe sometimes you're allowed to say the name in the context of a bracha or this, but it's a makom metunaf, it's a dirty place, so you're not supposed to mention Shem Hashem in a makom metunaf. So in a Beis HaMerchatz, the Gemara is very clear that She'ela Shalom is Aser, that the name Shalom is Aser in a Beis HaMerchatz. Now Shalom would seem to be in the same category as Chanun and Rachum, yet it doesn't say anywhere that you're not allowed to say Chanun and Rachum in a Beis HaMerchatz. So Sfasemis and Shabbos Tav Yiram Al-Alav and Dibra Maskel, the Gemara Aser, writes that that's because the Gemara at the end of that Sugya of Mesachas Brachas says that says that they were misaking to be shol b'shalom chaver b'shem. That the takana was that when you greet someone, you should greet someone b'shem Hashem. And the Rambam of the Perashah Mishnayah says that they were misaking to be shol chaver b'shem shalom instead of the shem Hashem mamish. That we use shalom as a shem Hashem to greet someone. So saying shalom is considered like a mentioning of a shem Hashem, and more so than any of the other kinuyin, than any of the other names that we call Hashem, because we dafka use that word in greeting as a fulfillment of greeting someone b'shem Hashem, Hashem imachem. We learn from Boaz. We dafka use it as a substitute for Shem Hashem. So that's what the Sfasema says to explain why it would be different. In Tshuvas Be'er Moshe Chelak Dalit Simen Ches, the Debrit Sina Rav writes that it's only a problem to use the word Shalom when you're saying Shalom Aleichem, because that's a paraphrasing of Hashem Imachem of Boaz. But when you're not referring to Birchas Hashem at all, you're just saying, I hope for world peace, I hope for a Shalom in the world, so that's not about Hashem, that's just... So he thought that would be permissible, that even when we say that we're makvid about being Shoel B'Shalom Chaveru in a Beis HaMerchatz, to be Shoel B'Shalom Chaveru is one thing, because then when you're saying Shalom Aleichem, you're actually referring to the Ribbono Shalom on some level. But when you're just stopping talking about Shalom in the Beis HaMerchatz, that would not be an issue. What if it's your friend's name? So you're allowed to just say it all the time, or so this happens to be machlokas, where you're allowed to say it in Americhatz. You know, if you see your friend by a swimming pool or whatever, or you know, in a bathroom, can you say the name? So Magen Avraham in Peidal, it's in Sim or Chaim Sim Peidal Sifkan Beis, quotes from the Bach that you can't even call your friend by his name when his name is Shalom. This is quoted in the Mishnah Brura. He says Va'adam Sheshmo Shalom, Yesh Osrin Bebeis Amerchatz Lekroso Bishmo El Bilshon La'az. In Sifkat and Vav in Mishnah Brura and Simon Peidalid, he quotes from the Bach that you're not allowed to call him by name in the Beis Amerchatz. The Taz, however, disagrees, and the Mishnah quotes that the Yesh Matirin, and in Sharatzion Sifkat and Yud, he points that the Yesh Matirin is the Taz. Why? You're not even referring to Shalom, you're just referring to that person who happens to have that same name. It seems that the Rov Achronim, even though normally when it's Magen Avraham against the Taz, most of the time will pass like the Magen Avraham, in this case, most of the Achronim follow the Taz. El Yerabba, and El Spez, the Prima Gadim, and Eshel Avraham, in Simon Pehe, the Oskimel, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, as well, they all seem to agree with the Taz. However, the Chayyadim suggests, as an Eitzah, and this also is quoted in the Mishnah Brura, that swallow the men. That when you're saying shalom to your friend Shalom in the Beis Amerchatz, so say shalom, shalom, without the mem sound. Just swallow the mem sound, and that way, or the Kaf HaChaim says, call him Salom instead of Shalom. Salim, you know, like the Arabs. I say, call him Salim instead of Shalom. Just corrupt the name a little bit, where you're not actually saying the Shem Hashem. Rav Moshe, Nugus Moshe, Rechaim Chagdal, Tzim Mem, Oschav Dalid, says that you shouldn't, not only in Beis Amerchatz, that if a person is Begilei Arosh, you shouldn't say Shalom Aleichem. Because he might say Aleichem Shalom, and that's also disrespectful. That he's going to be Begilei Arosh if he's just got a haircut. You see someone in the barber shop, and you walk in and say Shalom Aleichem, so that's no good, because he's going to say Aleichem Shalom, and his hair is uncovered. And he shouldn't be using that greeting when his hair is uncovered. How you doing? You can do something like that, but not an actual Shalom Aleichem. What about other names? I remember I was once asked to sign on. There's a Rebbe in MTA, Rabbi Shimon Shanker, who was a friend. I haven't spoken to him in a while, but we're good friends. And with guys, you could do like, right? You don't speak to him for 10 years, and you're still good friends. With women, it doesn't work that way. But I signed on his ksuba, remember? And Rabbi Teitz was his Masada Kiddushin. And Rabbi Teitz said, I want to see how you write your name before you sign. Do a practice run on this piece of paper. So I don't know, as a kid in elementary school, I was always told, since my name is Aryeh, that Yud and a Hey together, Shem Hashem, that it's Aleph Resh Yud dash Hey. So that's the way I did it. So I wrote my name like that. And Rabbi Teitz said, I don't think anyone will confuse you for God. You could leave out the dash and write your name, you know, write your name normally. So I said, okay, I got it, no problem. And then when I signed on the ksuba, I was still so used to it, I wrote with the dash again, and he looked at me like, what is wrong with you? Like, why can't you follow simple instructions? But since then, I don't do it anymore. And why not? Because it's ridiculous. There's no, the Chuvas Tashbetz, Chelik Alev Sim Kufayin Alev, writes that, you know, the name Tzuri Shaddai, or Immanuel, or Elia, similar name, there's no Kedusha whatsoever. Those aren't Shemos Hashem. There happen to be letters that, if they were divorced from the rest of the word, would be a Shem Hashem. But the name itself is not a Shem. It's not like Shalom, where the whole name is a Shem Hashem. You know, people who, you know, Shmuel, Yechiel, Aryeh, there's no basis for Chumra, really. It's very different than Shalom. In Tshuvas Ber Moshe, that same Tshuva, Chelik Dalet Simul Ches, he writes that maybe Betzalel is different. Because Betzalel, Rashi and Chumash, Betzel, Kel, Laisa, that it actually breaks it up into two words, that you were Betzel, Kel. So maybe that's different. But even there, it's only after the fact. He wasn't named that when he was Betzel, Kel. It's just that Kishmo Kenu, you know, like the Gemara Brachos Dav Zayin says about Rus, that why is she called Rus? Because she doesn't have a descendant that sings Shiros, Shishmachos, Sakharosh Baruch Hu, you know, that serenades God with Shiros, but he wasn't born yet. He wasn't. So there's an element of Ruach HaKodesh or Kishmo Kenu, but the name itself is still a name. It has nothing to do with the Shem Hashem. It's an independent name. There's a discussion in the 10th paragraph of Pesachim and the Yerushalmi in the 3rd paragraph of Sukkah about Halleluka, right? Are you allowed to say it with the Yud pronunciation? I mean, is it just an exclamation? Or is the Yud and the Hey, is that a Shem Hashem? So it's a question whether it's two words or one word. That's the Nafkamina. The Gemara, the Yerushalmi in Sukkah is explicit like that. That if you say that it's two words, it's Halleluka, and then ka. But if it's just one word, so then you could say it with the yud. Then it's not a problem. Then it's not a. I was asked once by the Maccabees. They wanted to sing. They have a lecha dodi to the tune of. I can't sing it, but there's because I can't sing, not because I don't want to say the word. Also, I don't want to say the word, but you know that to the tune of the hallelujah. So they have a luchadodi that they sing. That's when they were singing, I think, at the White House or for Oprah or something straight, and or for some competition maybe. And they wanted to know if they could sing with the original word, and that's really tali in that machlokas. If it's one word or if it's two words. The Radvaz in Chelek Aleph. Oh, actually, when a person is writing a letter, let's just close with it. When a person is writing a letter, the Mishnah Berurah in Pei Dalet Sifkan Vav at the end says best to avoid writing a full name Shalom in the letter, in the greeting of the letter, because letters tend to get thrown out. He says best to avoid Yesh Li Zaher. What he's referring to is the Ramah in Yoredei Reishayin Vav Sif Yud Gimel says not to write it fully. It says Yesh Nisharin, not to write it fully, to write Shin Lamed Vav with a line on top. But even the Lashon Yesh Nisharin implies that it's a Chumra B'Alma. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah in Pehei, Sim Pehei in Aruch Chaim Sif Katan Yud, is explicit about this, that really it's mutter, that really you're allowed to write the name, the word Shalom in a greeting in a letter, but a Yesh Nisharin, it's a nice Chumra. However, the Tshuva Saradvaz just adds in Chel Galv Sim Reish Chav that even that Hakpada is only in the opening line, where it's like a Shalom Aleichem type of thing. But later on in the letter, if you're just talking about peace, you're talking about achieving peace in the Middle East, you're talking about something that has nothing to do with a greeting, so then for sure you could write the name, the whole word out, because then it's for sure not at all a reference to Shem Hashem.